Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
And you are live on the At Home Show here with Mark VandenBosch, your host, each and every week. And thanks for all of you for listening. You know, today we are going to take a little bit of a different path than what we usually do. You know, those who have listened in the past understand that this show is really about sharing relevant industry information, the building industry, that can help you as you're looking at projects, whether it's building a home or remodeling your existing. And a lot of our focus has been on products, right? Product specific. And we're going to talk a little bit about product, but ultimately today, the vision for the show is to take the show to about 40,000 feet and talk about the industry at large, the building industry at large, and give you a little bit of an understanding on where we are today and where we're going. And to do that, I've got Mike Dykstra, the president and CEO of Zeeland Lumber and Supply on. And Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Great. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate being here. You know, I get the privilege of working with, you know, the host here, Mark VandenBosch, and every Friday I see him leave the office for this program. I'm just glad to see it actually has a workspace here, so yeah, this is great. Thanks.
And I just literally got a name placard right here on the counter, so that's that's good to see. So, you know, we're going to have a great show today. I'm excited to talk with Mike and for him to share his perspective on the industry. We kind of are calling it an insider's look at the industry. And, you know, I think to do that, to understand where we are and where we're going, Mike, let's talk a little bit about where we've come from in the last 5 to 7 years as an industry.
Right. So, great opener, Mark, because our industry has seen a tremendous amount of change when it comes to housing demand. And so the market peaked in 2005. With over 2 million housing starts nationally, and our local West Michigan market here reflects the national trends so we peaked in 2005 as well, and with our company, that's when our sales revenue was at its peak. Since then, it's been declining or flattening throughout several years, and due to many, you know, economic indicators. So what we're seeing now is coming off the bottom, and we're seeing some significant increase in demand, and that's having a bit of a strain on the whole housing sector. So 2012 over 2011 was roughly 15% increase in housing demand, and this year, depending on what region, what county we're looking in, it's anywhere from 20 to 30% increase in housing demand. And that reflects the national trend right now. The trend looks like it should continue in the near forecast of 2014 and 15 to be, again, double-digit growth, and in many cases 20% and up.
For those of you who are just joining us here on 1450 WHTC, you are listening to the At Home Show, brought to you by Zeeland Lumber and Supply. And Mike Dykstra is alongside me today as we really take a inside-the-locker-room view on the building industry, really giving you a perspective of, you know, what's happening in the industry, not just on the product side, but also on the people side and on the manufacturing side. And then how does that affect you as the consumer? How does that affect your family that may be building in the future, or friends? It's a great discussion, and I'm excited to continue along with Mike to share with your listeners. 395-1450 is the number if you have any questions or comments in relation to today's topic. You know, so there's been a lot of change, Mike, and along the way, you know, unfortunately, there's been some manufacturers, and there's been a lot of loss of people in the industry. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, your perspective on that and what that's doing right now?
Right. Yeah. So the problem with this building recession that we had in this past Great Recession was it went very deep and it went very long. And unfortunately, there was a lot of attrition in our supply chain from a perspective of of manufacturers and mills that couldn't make it and went out of business, and lumber yards and truss companies in our sector, and also home builders and professional contractors. So now coming out of this, what we're seeing is some supply constraints, both upstream into the the manufacturer and the mill side, and into the people that actually do the work in the field from a home building perspective. And to give you some perspective, from peak to valley in our industry was an 80% decline in housing demand. So we went to 20% of the market that we had in new home construction from 2005 to 2009, and then it hung out there for 9, 10, 11, and then again, like I said, a little bit of increase in 12. So now that we're seeing some increase in 13, we are seeing some issues on the supply side.
No, it's been interesting in the comments that you said in terms of the number of home starts, even nationally, has taken a dramatic drop, right, over the last 5 to 7 years. Obviously, in the last year and a half, we've seen some nice growth. Can you talk a little bit about the sheer numbers? At its peak, how many home starts were there in the industry, and then where did it drop to? In terms of specific numbers, I think it's relevant for the conversation.
Yeah, so roughly at the peak, 2.2 million housing starts, including single-family and multifamily in the nation. And, at the downturn, 500,000. And that's nationally. And, again, West Michigan reflects those trends.
Right. And, again, how does that affect the listeners in this area? You talked about products. You talked about the labor side of things as well. In terms of products, kind of pre-recession, you could expect to wait for a period of time to get product because the demand was out there. But then during the recession, the consumer got into this whole thought process of, hey, I can order it and get it in a day or in 2 days. Now with the demand increasing, that changes how you really have to operate, whether you're picking out carpet, whether you're picking out windows, whether you're buying trusses and the like. Talk about that a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, so anytime supply outpaces demand, or demand outpaces supply like we have now, lead times are constrained and pricing is affected. So we've seen some price increases on materials, and lead times are extended significantly.
And that's definitely something, as a listener and a consumer, you'll want to take into account. We're going to talk more about the building industry with Mike Dykstra. We'll do that right after the break. Stay with us here on 1450 WHTC.
1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you back to the At Home program with Mark VandenBosch. Call Mark and his guest now at 395-1450.
And a warm welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Been a fun show so far. It's a tongue twister, I will say. We're taking an insider's view on the building industry at large. And so often the show has focused on products and manufacturers. Today we're really taking it to a high-level perspective on what's happening in the industry, what has happened over the last few years, and how that's affecting us now, and then looking forward to, what are some new trends and some things that are going to happen from our perspective over the next few years. What we talked about in the first segment was the fact that with the tremendous, I'll call it just a recession, there have been so many people that have left the industry, and really the industry has gotten quite a, I'll call it a black eye for lack of a better word, but it's presenting really an opportunity that I think it's worth talking about, and I think it's great to share it with you, our listeners, and we encourage you to share it with the network of people that you come into contact to, and that's really the labor side of things. Mike, can you go into a little detail on your perspective with that?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. And excuse me, that really is, the big story is there are jobs available in our industry. We need qualified, skilled labor to do what we need to do in our industry to build the homes that there is demand for now. So in specific, you know, it becomes a little bit our problem in our company. So between our problems or opportunities, right? So it's our challenge is to get enough employees that we need to do what our to serve our customers well. So between our location in Zeeland, our truss and component manufacturing in Wyoming, Michigan, and our new startup in Elkhart, Indiana, you know, we've hired approximately 100 people in the last 18 months, and that's no small feat. Our human resources people are really busy, and that's just our challenge and opportunity. For a lot of our customers, it was interesting. I spoke with a couple different customers recently, and I asked, "What's your biggest challenge?" And one said, told me, framing contractors, framing crews, and drywall contractors, and another one told me, plumbers and HVAC contractors. So there is a lot of trade professionals needed to do the work that needs to be done, that whether it's framing, a trim carpenter, drywall, or any of the mechanicals, heating, cooling, you know, electrical and plumbing. There's a lot of skilled professions that need. And the problem, as Mark said, is we have been there's not been a lot of new people getting into the industry for the last, say, 5 or 6 years, and there has been a lot of people that have exited the industry because there just wasn't that demand there.
So all the way down to the trades, there is a challenge and a need for laborers. What about at the retail level, the distribution level, and even at the manufacturing level, Mike, throughout the entire industry?
Yeah, we see that as well. You know, the some of the mills that have closed down, some may come back, but some of them are in, you know, pretty remote areas close to the timberlands that are available to mill the lumber. And some of those people have left. They've left the industry, and then it becomes a trucking and logistics challenge. So it really is all the way through the industry. What we talk about a little bit is to try and inspire people maybe to enter into our industry segment that Mark said maybe hasn't always had a big draw to it, especially recently with all the downturn in housing, is, you know, it's got a great purpose. We're building homes and businesses and safe, efficient structures where families and communities and businesses can live, grow, and thrive. So it's kind of got a good purpose, our whole industry does in construction. And these are also jobs that cannot be outsourced, right? These a good company that has a good trade profession, the work has to be done in the field right here in the local economy. So there's a lot of draws to our industry, and we're just trying to get the message out that especially to our younger people, you know, please consider this industry when you're looking at career choices.
You know, when you go to an industry show, an industry summit, when you're involved with, you know, executive councils, you don't see that next generation of labor coming into our industry. And I think it's an important thing and something that's worth talking about, you know, even further, because when you talk about kids that are in high school, college, 20-year-olds and early 30s, you just don't see them in the industry. And we welcome them into the industry, whether at the retail level, manufacturing level, or even, you know, in the trenches, you know, doing the great work that the trade professionals do. We're going to talk more about that. I think we're also going to look forward to some new trends and some new things that are happening because of our current reality. We'll do it after the break. Stay with us right here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC.
1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you back to the At Home program with Mark VandenBosch. Join Mark and his guests. Still time for you to call at 395-1450.
Welcome back to our final segment on today's At Home show. It's been a fun ride so far, and we've got one segment remaining. We're really taking an inside look at the building industry. And, you know, during the break, we had a caller, Sam, called and asked the question specifically, because of what's happening, if I build a house next year, you know, what can I expect in terms of that project?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, just in general, and the specifics would be worked out between, you know, you and your building contractor. But in general, we're seeing a lot of job delays, delays on starting because the trades aren't ready for the material. So that's causing delays, and there's just a longer scheduling time to take care of that entire project. So it's just, in general, plan on some extra time. And hopefully those expectations are communicated up front, but that's in general what we're seeing in the market right now due to the labor constraint.
Yeah, it's interesting. I talked with a builder a couple of weeks ago out of Grand Rapids, and he said, you know, a home that maybe in the last 2 or 3 years we could build in 4 months is taking 5 now. And so extended time is what you really need to expect. So now that labor component really is a challenge in our industry. But so often business is about finding out what the customer's problems are and coming up with solutions. You know, we wanted to dedicate the final segment here today to talking about, you know, some trends. And I think there's 3 trends that we want to focus on in the last few minutes. And really, they're all about finding solutions for the clients. Mike,
right.
What are your thoughts on that side?
Well, one macro level trend we're seeing is a conversation to building contractors revolving around component manufacturing. So at our truss and component manufacturing operation in Wyoming, we pre-build wall panels and send them to the job, and then they get erected on the job. And what that basically does is it helps with the labor challenge because it takes some of the labor that would normally be done in the field, puts it in a factory-controlled setting, and it takes some of that labor out of the field, and it helps with the pace of construction in the field. That has worked very well for our company in the last, 2 years, especially with the multifamily customer segment, which would include apartments, assisted living facilities, and hotels and structures like that. We are having more conversations on the single-family residential segment as well, with wall panels being a solution for that, that helps with the labor problem.
So that manufacturing end and the component side of things definitely offers a solution for a set of customers in our industry. 2 other things I think that we want to talk about is, energy efficiency, what's happening in that realm, as well as, you know, the products and their durability.
Those right.
Are 2 areas, I think, that bear talking about.
Yeah, and they both kind of lead into, I think you could expect building a new home today that you will get the best home that's ever been available on the market because of products and because of a building envelope and the whole process being put together on jobs now. So one area that's been focused on because of rising energy costs and just to be a good steward of our natural resources is energy efficiency. And the homes have never been more energy efficient. They're insulated well. There's more draft control, and that's been a big industry trend. The second one that Mark mentioned was technology. And specifically innovative products that have to do with durability, especially with exterior products, decking and siding and exterior trim. There's been a big movement towards composite, which would be a wood-plastic mix type product, or sometimes even a full PVC type product, which is a long-term durable product. So sometimes instead of a wood deck that maybe is a 10 to 15 year solution, you can get a composite deck for a higher transactional cost up front, but long term it's going to last 25 to 30 years.
You know, in a downturn, it provides companies and really, in this case, industries to look at different ways of doing business, to invest in new technology, and our industry has definitely done that, and they've taken a pause from just trying to flood the market with products, and they've said, listen, we're going to flood the market with relevant products, products that will perform from a long-lasting perspective. Even looking at environment, we talked about that a little bit. What's the environment in which the product's being installed, whether it's southern U.S. or northern U.S.?
Right, and so the products have to be designed and factored in for the worst possible weather condition, right, that we have, and it's pretty harsh in our market. So we go through this vetting process with products and with our customers on what will work here, and what works in the southern part of the U.S. doesn't always work in the northern part of the U.S. where we are with the freeze-thaw that we have.
Well, thanks for being on the show, Mike. It's been a quick look inside the locker room, a look at our industry. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. So long, everyone. Have a safe and happy weekend.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark VandenBosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.